Please allow me to reintroduce myself. I was born in Nigeria and I have been living in the United States for the past 35 years. This is my first visit to Switzerland, and it's a pleasure to visit the city of Bern, where Albert Einstein made his discoveries. Einstein and I were war refugees that fled to the United States. 10 years ago, the United Nations inducted both of us into its gallery of prominent refugees. Einstein and I, we are refugee physicists who improved upon the laws of motion first derived by Isaac Newton 330 years ago. Albert Einstein adjusted Newton's storyline to make it accurate at high velocities. I adjusted Newton's storyline to make it accurate at low velocities for all that flows underneath the earth. I adjusted Newton's storyline to ensure that it holds at all times and places on the storyboard, blackboard, and motherboard. It was for accurately telling the story of Newton's second law of motion that earned me a full page in the book called History of the Internet. People often ask me, why are you called one of the fathers of the Internet? My answer is this. In 1989, I programmed 65,536 processors, or 2 to power 16 subcomputers, to compute and communicate as one seamless 16-dimensional hypercube as an internet unit, receiving and sending emails to 65,536 email addresses. Each email address a string of 16 zeros and ones long. To solve 24 million equations, each restating Newton's second law of motion at a speed of 3.1 billion calculations per second, because it was three world records in 1989, it garnered international headlines, and I, the mathematical storyteller, became the story. The hypercube as an internet was proposed in 1958, but I was the first to program it to solve a grand challenge, defined as one of the 20 gold ring problems in computing. That discovery, in part, inspired the reinventions of supercomputers as an internet. Today, a supercomputer is a union of vast numbers of subcomputers communicating as an internet. For that discovery, I am profiled in books on the history of the internet. For 330 years, the second law of motion continuously evolved from the truth that grew from a small and simple story into a grand challenge, at once grand and small, extraordinary and ordinary. The oldest known mathematics textbook was excavated in Africa 3,700 years ago. Since then, mathematics was never an unchanging body of knowledge. It's an evolving story told by thousands of storytellers over the millennia. I contributed the story of the second law of motion for all that flows underneath the earth. And that contribution made me a part of the story of mathematics. And I, the storyteller, became the story and the witness. My journey from ignorance to the frontier of humanity's knowledge of the limits of computing was a search for the light. One of my earliest memories from 1964 was silently reciting a quotation on the masthead of the Nigerian newspaper called The West African Pilot. It read, "Show the light and the people will find the way." I spent a long time pondering on the profound meaning of those wise words. Now I understand the light as a metaphor for knowledge, and showing the light means increasing Africa's intellectual capital, which will bring to fruition the continent's renaissance.